Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the show today. Remember to head over to our website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can learn more about our family of design enthusiasts, add your name to our email list, then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You'll be part of all the great things that we have going on. And the really great thing that's happening at this very moment is that I get to introduce you to our guest today. She is president and owner of a multidiscipline design firm formed 30 years ago. Since its founding, she has nurtured the Hilton Head island-based operation into an internationally recognized force in residential and resort design. With 49 associates and a credo of luxury without pretense, her firm takes on a global portfolio of projects that translate resort living to home and home to resort living. She's been honored as ASID's Southeast Designer of the Year for both the residential and commercial sectors, and has also been named the ASID Dora Gray Designer of the Year. The firm's work in Tuscany, Italy, garnered it a Gold Key Award for Outstanding Resort Design, the pinnacle of hospitality design honors. The firm remains a fixture on Interior Design Magazine's list of top 200 interior design giants and top 75 hospitality design giants. Travel inspires and provides her with fresh insight for her namesake furniture and fabric lines for Stanford Furniture, Abner Henry Fine Furnishings, and Kravet Inc. Her passion for design is equaled only by her profound love of family and a strong desire to give back. Her family's latest endeavor is the Valentine Project, a mission to provide a safe, family-like home for orphans in Tanzania. She is truly busy making the world more beautiful. Joni Vanderslice, welcome to Million Dollar Decorating.
Thank you, James. I'm glad
to be
here.
So good to have you
with
us today. Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to tell us a little bit more about you, because we're curious. We want to know. Why don't you take us back, Joni, and tell us the story of you falling in love with design for the first time?
I grew up, believe it or not, in High Point, North Carolina. So I grew up around this business and was fascinated with it from the beginning, yeah.
You were in the middle of it all, weren't you?
I was. I decided in fourth grade I was going to be an interior designer and never wavered, which is very strange, isn't it?
Wow. Never a temptation to be a doctor, a lawyer, nothing like that.
None of that. I will tell you that I took a brief sideways move into fashion buying and fashion design for about 2.5-3 years at one point. But other than that, it's been all interior design, and I still love this business.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Now, how did you land at Hilton Head?
I came down after college for the summer job with a bunch of girlfriends, thinking that would just be a really fun thing to do.
Sure.
And was looking for a day job. I had an evening job in a restaurant and met someone who invited me on a boat cruise. And of course, I enthusiastically said yes and met on Sunday afternoon at the harbor, Hilton Head's Harbor Town, who many people know, and it was the Compass Rose, owned by Charles Fraser. Charles Fraser originally started Hilton Head, dreamed it up as part of his Yale Law School thesis, writing covenants for the first time, saying that even though you own the land, it has to conform to these covenants, which we know about now, but then had never been done. And boarded this boat and this wonderful sailboat and spent the afternoon with Mary and Charles Fraser. Mary was in the midst of redoing all of the Sea Pines properties, which then were going to be upgraded, which I didn't know, to sell it, and offered me a job. So I went to work and also got a fellowship in development and design from one of the masters. And we remained friends until Charles passed away and still with Mary. It's been an amazing right time, right place experience.
Wow. What a wonderful story. Isn't it great the way the universe does that? It just puts you at the right place at the right time.
It really does. I wish I could take credit for more, but I can't.
Well, you were there and you were willing. And sometimes I think that's half the battle, right?
Right. It really is.
What wonderful people also to connect with and then get to be associated with over all of these years.
It was fascinating. He was doing consultations and work with many developments around the country at that time, and I was able to sit in and understand his thought process and how they gathered information and how they made their decisions. It was a fabulous opportunity.
Wow. Well, so talk to us a little bit then with that sort of master's class exposure that you had. How have you taken that information and applied that to the business that you have today?
Well, I think having a vision for every project that you work on is the most important thing. And I always look back and look now at Ralph Lauren as the person who first really introduced us to lifestyle, in my opinion, how you build upon that lifestyle. And I know that's something that was also done with the limited brands that they would put up on a wall. This is our muse or our model or our person that we're designing for, and they design their stores still do around that as they make adjustments. And I'd never really experienced that visioning, conceptual beginning to projects in design school just like that. And I think it's so important to our commercial work in particular to determine from the very beginning what are your goals and your concepts and your overall vision for the project, and to really reach into what that demographic is looking for. And something that we really keep referring to as you make VE adjustments or edits all throughout the process. It's very easy to start with a vision and then get off track. And they really taught me from the beginning how to do that. And we do that in residential as well. We encourage our clients to come in with, it used to be the tear out pages, and now it's the
right.
Pinterest
right.
pages, or some combination of where do you see this going? What are your favorite things? How do we put this together so we get that vision very early on?
Over the years, you must have seen some demonstrative shifts and changes in the commercial side, the hospitality side of the industry. What stands out for you as maybe one of the biggest changes in the way you approach hospitality work today?
We approach our hospitality work mostly from, again, a relationship side and a demographic look. We want our hospitality projects overall to look as though they were thoughtfully put together over time, even if it's contemporary. We feel that anything's better if it evolves. And really working with that client to understand the demographics. And I think we're seeing that more. Ace Hotel's a great example of looking at how you will use that space. Not just how it will look, but how will it function. You should walk in and say, I want to sit in that corner by that fireplace. Or I want to sit at that bar. Or I can't wait to come down here and have coffee in the morning over there. And I think Ian Schrager's hotels have been a great example of that for years. Mm-hmm. And again, a whole different avenue when you look at what Ace Hotel did. But I love going back to our hotels or our properties or resorts and seeing people use it the way we imagined they would. And so we really look at it from a use standpoint.
Which is, of course, why you were brought on the job in the first place, right?
Make sure it functions the way you think it should.
Exactly. Now, do you find that the residential world feeds the hospitality world more today, or is it vice versa?
Well, you said early on, our credo is resort is home, right. Home is resort, and luxury without pretense. I really believe there's such a crossover of the two. And we see it more and more. People go on vacation, go away, and come back and say, the classics when you go to Italy, for vacation, you come back and say, I'm going to sit down and eat lunch every day, not in front of my computer, right? We all come back and say, I'm not going to do lunches the way I'm doing lunches now because it's so healthy. And having worked in Italy for 10 years, we stopped for lunch. And I always came home and said, I'm going to do that at the office. And then, you know, quickly you don't. But, you know, the classic example is, I believe, our luxurious bathrooms came out of hotel bathrooms. The whole hotel bath was the beginning of that. Likewise, going to Europe and the down comforters, and then they were brought onto the hotel beds. Everyone began to use down comforters because you brought that back to your home. We want our homes to be a place of respite and kind of our own personal resorts, I believe, now. It's less about formality. It's less about what we once considered luxury. It's much more about, I want to walk into my house and say, oh, and relax, because we lead very busy lives. And so that's where I think these two disciplines overlap greatly. The other place I think they overlap greatly, and this is an example of our Kravet line. We came together with Kravet to design a hospitality fabric line, but that could also be used in residential, because our kids and our dogs are on our sofas now. And we do a lot more entertaining at home because we want to be with our kids, because we work so hard and we work so much. And it's a, you know, they're typically two parents working more today. So there's no longer that space in most homes that the kids aren't allowed or that you can't put your feet on the table. And you need fabrics and furniture that holds up to that. So I see such an overlap. So our fabric line launched both in residential and in contract for that reason. We designed a very high resolution, durable fabric that could work and look like a residential fabric and had the hand of a residential fabric.
Wow. Mothers across the country must be thanking you.
Well, I hope they're finding it, because I'm thanking myself as I use it.
Yeah. No, it's important to be able to have that peace of mind. One less thing to worry about when the kids are running around or the dogs are playing. Yeah, very important. So tell us more about what's on the boards right now. What are you working on that's got you and your team really excited?
Well, we literally have just installed a project that I'm so excited about. It's at Palmetto Bluff, which is one of the top resorts in the country, often on the Condé Nast or Travel and Leisure lists. And we just finished a new village for them. They have the original village that people may have seen with the ruins in the middle of Palmetto Bluff. And this new village, Palmetto Bluff is quite large, the landmass, is called Moreland Village. And it's much more casual and much more, I would call it textural. It's a place you would want to go in your flip-flops. And the activities include bowling, two pools, paddle boarding, fly fishing lessons. There's a barbecue pit master, and they serve barbecue. There's a game room with lots of different ways, shuffleboard and pool tables and all kinds of games. There's an art room. There's a yoga studio. There's a bike barn. Just lots of different buildings where you can enjoy all these different activities as a family with your grandchildren, and it's more than just going to eat at a typical club, and it's more, they have a golf club and they have tennis, and that's important, but I think it's more where families and people are going now. We were able to use very amazingly textural materials such as tabby walls that we worked very carefully with an artisan to make them look like old tabby walls with lots of oyster shells and reclaimed wood floors and beams and even cutting round log pieces and piecing them together for part of the floors. Very artisan driven. Sinker cypress bar tops and sinker cypress for some of the details.
Right.
So that is literally just opened last week.
And
it's a great new project for us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're working on a project called Timbers Club, and we've done many projects for in Tuscany, Colorado Vale, Steamboat, Snowmass, many different projects. Esperanza and Cabo San Lucas has Timbers properties on it, and these will be in Kiowa, South Carolina, on the ocean. And in keeping with the book that I came out with last fall, Southern Coastal Living, we're excited to work on this project. So that one's brand new on the books.
Exciting.
We're working on Monterey Peninsula Country Club in the Pebble Beach area in California, Mayakama Club in Sonoma Valley, and I think we have about 10 other clubs we're working on, and I think 12 hotels right now as well.
So you really are busy, aren't you?
You're busy. It's fun.
That's a good thing.
It is. It really is.
So being as busy as you are and having such diverse projects happening all at once, Joni, what is it about what you get to do every day that you love the most?
Well, we are a relationship-based business, and that is what I love more than anything. It's the relationships with the clients. It's the relationships with my staff and being able to mentor them and pull a group together and achieve something better than I could on my own. I'm certainly not one who's into the CAD drawings, not the highest best use of my time, for instance, and it's fun to see how great my younger employees are at pushing out these drawings and renderings and watching it come to life. And yet I can mentor them on, like I said, holding the vision, how to deal with relationships that are difficult, how to pull sources, because I've seen so many sources through the years they may not have seen. And, you know, we share artisans, we're sharing information. I love the process. I love the process of getting that vision across to the client and have them say, this is exactly what we wanted, and we would have never come up with this on our own. That's the process I love.
Nice. So flip that coin over then, just for a moment, Joni. Where there are things that we love, there are sometimes things that are challenging that we'd maybe rather not do. How do you navigate through those in your daily work?
Well, one of my mottos, I guess you would say, is that I don't make quick decisions if I have a doubt about what to do or when there's a difficult client. In other words, don't react. And step back and try to see the situation, take yourself out of it and try to see it from their standpoint as well as from your standpoint. And I found if you back away from the situation and you don't take it personally, you can make a good decision. And you can either write an email or make a phone call that doesn't sound offensive. More than anything, I think the biggest thing we all deal with in this business is conflict resolution. Conflict resolution with vendors who aren't getting something to you in time or don't get something to you in the manner in which you wanted it to happen. Damage. And then with clients where there are misunderstandings with clients.
Yeah.
And it's how you handle conflict that will make or break your business. So my advice is always to step back, don't make a quick decision, look at all sides, and then determine how you can speak to that client or vendor that they will hear you. And the only way to do that is to take yourself out of it.
That's some very powerful advice. Not always easy, but
no.
Definitely worth the effort.
It is.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, I'm curious, Joni. You've just given us a list of amazing hotel and club projects that you're working on. Homes, I'm sure, are mixed in there also.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about the place you call home. What sort of special retreat have you built for yourself? Maybe there's a favorite room or favorite space in the house that you love a little bit more than the others. Can you tell us about it?
Would love to. My house really is my respite, and I can say the same for my family. My husband is a physician, and we talk about often that we walk in that door in the evening and kind of leave everything behind so to speak. Not that we never talk about it, but there's a different feeling there. And I can even say for my teenage daughters, the same. We are fortunate to live on the water, on the intercoastal, and have our own little beach. And walking the dogs on the beach in the morning is a time that I can really think about the day, pray, and really clear my brain and get ready for whatever I am facing. So that time on the beach is incredible. But likewise, my kitchen is the center of my home. We cook a lot. Everything revolves around that. Our door is always open. And I love my time in the kitchen with friends and family. And even though that doesn't sound like respite, it is for me.
Mm.
And that's where everything happens. That's where people will talk. And I love that time there.
Priceless, right?
It is. The time you spend with people, that's life. That's life.
That's the real stuff. That's good stuff,
really,
actually.
Is.
So what
there
would our listeners be?
Oh. I'm sorry. There's once a quote.
No, go right ahead.
That my husband and I use often. It says, never confuse having a career with having a life.
Wow. Never heard that one.
Yeah. It's a great
Can
one.
I borrow it?
You may. Please do. Please do.
I may need to, I don't know, have that embroidered on a pillow so I remember that. That's good. Very, some good wisdom.
It's a really good one because you have to think about what that means to each of us. It's different for each of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Very unique to each one of our circumstances.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have my homework set out for me tonight.
There you go.
I will ponder on that. Thank you for sharing that. Thinking about the house again, what would our listeners be most surprised to find in your home, Joni?
I would say stained concrete floors. My entire first floor is just stained concrete. And we did this 15 years ago before anyone really had seen this on the East Coast. It's a choice we made because we're on the beach, we have dogs, mm-hmm. we have kids, and we put wood floors upstairs.
Right.
And it has turned out to be one of the best decisions we've ever made. I'm sure if we had wood floors, we would have had to have had them refinished three times by now.
Sure.
And we put our oriental rugs on them, and it's cool, and we're in a place that we need that. But it's
sure.
also just a great backdrop, and it's casual. I think people walk into my home expecting to be intimidated, frankly. You're a designer. Mm. They're not sure what to expect. And my house is quite casual. And the comment I get from everyone who comes in, they say, your house is so comfortable. And that's what I want to hear. Yes, it's designed. And yes, my furniture and art I love. But I want people to feel relaxed in my home. And that is the number one goal.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you've achieved that goal. So good for you. Love the concrete floor idea, too, particularly in a beach setting like that. That makes so much sense.
It's great.
Good stuff. Let's think design or style heroes for a moment, Joni. Do you have someone whose work you've admired and respected? Maybe it's even greatly influenced you in your work that if you had an opportunity to spend an hour with, you would jump on. They might be living, they might be deceased, but does someone come to mind?
Well, I think David Collins is someone that I followed through his life once I found out who he was. And his hospitality work in restaurants is just amazing.
Yeah.
The details, to me, he's number one in my book. And their philosophy was amazing. And then David Rockwell, his philosophy and design philosophy really is incredible, the way their team works together, and then the results. He's just a rock star in my book.
Two rock stars there. You
yeah.
Find. Most definitely. Yeah. Good picks. Very good picks. What's the best decorating advice that you've ever come across, Joni?
Well, I tell my clients, trust your gut. And designers, when I speak to designers, don't look at rules. Don't look at what someone else has done. Same thing you should do with your life, really. really trust your gut and your instinct. And if you suddenly like something that's not what you typically like, at least take a photo of it. Now we can do that so easily.
Sure.
Bring together, because we change throughout our lives, and you don't want to stay with something that was you when you were 30 if you're 50. Mm-hmm. So really try to explore your new taste and what is out there now, and collect together things that are you, whether it's photographs again or a Pinterest board, because I think that helps to define who you are versus what we are inundated with everywhere.
Right. The things that people and society try to put on us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Walk to the tune of your own heart and your own soul and your own spirit.
Love that. I love that. Let's do a hypothetical for a moment, Joni. We pray it never happens, but if there were to be a fire at the house tonight, family, loved ones, animals, they're all safe. But what's the one object in your home that you would risk the flames to save?
Well, quickly, I would say nothing. I don't think possessions are worth risking anything for, whether it's financial or your life. And I have some things that I think the things that mean the most to me in my home are the things we bought when we've traveled, because they have memories.
Sure.
And those are special because of the memory more than because of what they are or their value.
Right. I like that answer. That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Something tells me you're a book lover. Would I be right in that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, it sort of goes around in this industry, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
I'm going to put you on the spot then, Joni. Give us a book recommendation. One book that you believe ought to be on the bookshelf of every design lover who's listening.
Wow, I'm really going to have to think about that one for a minute.
It's not easy.
No, it's really not. There are so many great books out there, and so many of my contemporaries have produced great books. I use James Strickland's book a lot, Historic Concepts, because it is just a classic for Lowcountry architecture. Mm-hmm. And I would say that is one that I refer to more than any other for the classic architectural shapes and designs in it. And all of my designers here use it quite often.
That's a wonderful resource. Definitely
yes.
Is.
And then I'll
a good
plug,
one to have.
Yeah, I'll plug David Rockwell's book as well. I've really enjoyed that.
Two good books. We will post links to both of those in the show notes section so that our listeners can add those to their library if they don't already have them. And, and then be grateful to you for the recommendation. Thanks.
Awesome.
Joni, we have come down to the last question. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. Time does fly on this.
It does. I promised you that, didn't I? We end every show with the same question, Joni. So let me paint a picture for you and then get your thoughts. Imagine you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world. It's physically identical to the Earth that you know, but you don't know a single soul. You still have all the experience and the knowledge you currently possess. Your food and shelter are taken care of, but your new home is empty. All you have is a laptop, a mobile phone, and about $1,000 in your pocket. What would you do over the next 7 days to begin to decorate your new home?
Well, the first thing I would do is make sure the kitchen is perfect. I would start with the kitchen because it's the center of my home. Mm-hmm. And I would choose every appliance and every spatula and every utensil to work perfectly in the kitchen. Because if you have your kitchen, you can eat on the floor, you can sit on the floor. But I would want that kitchen in operating mode very quickly.
I like that approach. I do. Get the kitchen lined up and the rest will follow suit, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Joni Vanderslice, what a joy getting to speak with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We want to say thanks to our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. We know that your dedication and commitment to the show is what helps us continue to grow, so we thank you for that. We want to remind you to go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to Joni's website so you can see what she and her team are busy doing around the world with their design work. I know you'll want to follow that closely. We'll post links to the two books that she has recommended to us, as well as her book, which I think came out last year. Do I have that right, Joni?
Correct.
Yes. We'll make sure that all three of those are posted in the show notes section, so you can add those to your library and do that. Click on those and enjoy the input and inspiration from these great designers. While you're on our site, click a few buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful.